The devil's advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Devil's Advocate, our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're talking about what can be done by executive action by Biden after he was betrayed by Manchin. A lot of the progressives say, oh, do it by executive action. Do it by executive action. Baloney, easier said than done. You're not going to do a lot of stuff by executive action. There's only so much you can do, but I'm going to give you some examples of what you can do. And the truth of the matter is that there's a lot he can do, but he can't raise revenue. He can't raise $1.8 trillion by executive action. That is unconstitutional. However, here's a couple of things. Here's a couple of things to send a shot over the bow of the other side in the right wing. One of them is, how about arresting and charging people who conspired to overthrow the government and the election? How about that? We're going to talk about that a little later in the show. How about that? The January 6th commission. How about Merrick Garland indicting Donald Trump? How about him indicting Giuliani, indicting Steve Bannon? I'm not talking about contempt. I mean, two-year charge. Guy doesn't show up for a hearing. Come on. Okay. So he shows up. Let's say he takes the fifth. No, I'm talking about the felony of overthrowing the government. And here are the two statutes that apply. Here are two statutes that apply. One of them has to do with anybody who, by action or inaction, intentionally interferes with the functions and processes of Congress, has committed a felony with a substantial jail penalty to it. Now, if the fact of the matter is that you gave a speech, you send out a save the date card to your base and you put it on Facebook and you save the date, January 6th, what's January 6th? What's that? The Feast of the Epiphany. What's January 6th? No, it's a ceremonial accepting of certifications from 50 states, governors and secretaries of states, most of them who are Republicans, the majority Republicans, certifying the election. And they show up. You say, march on the Capitol. I'm going to go with you. He lied about it. He went to the White House. And Mike Pence might do the right thing, but oh well, if he doesn't, and they're up there hang Mike Pence, and they build a gallows. How'd they have time to build a gallows if this was a surprise? And oh, Nancy, they're going to kill Nancy. Looks like the lines are alive, Brian. Let's go to the lines, my friend. Who's on the line?
We have our friend Dick in Madison. How you doing, man?
Dick in Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
A couple quick things. As far as Joe Manchin and the whole state of West Virginia, in my mind, the last good thing that came out of that state was Jerry Washington. That was a hell of a long time ago. But to Biden and Trump, there better be a contrast in real fast that the Democrats put together as to who, because people are going to start blaming Biden for this COVID, you know, lingering. And it's totally unfair. We both know it. All of us know it. But they got to get out in front of it, in my mind. Where do you think we'd be had he been elected? Maybe 40 to 50%? If, and even as high as we got to, look at the problems we're having. And somebody has got to get the news out there.
You're making some good points. I want to throw one thing in here. I'm a big fan of the people of West Virginia. I'll tell you what, here's a very little known fact. West Virginia has the highest number of people who win the Medal of Honor in the military in combat than any state. I'm talking about per capita. I mean, obviously New York and California have bigger populations, but I'm talking about West Virginia. These guys are patriots. These guys go in the military, and a bigger percentage of them per capita won the Medal of Honor than any state in the country. They don't back down. They do not back down. If somebody has to charge a machine gun nest, they do it. So these guys are solid guys, good guys, the people, men and women in that state. The problem is that Manchin, what he's done is he's teased everybody. He's done a strip tease for 5 months. You know, he's, oh, I may vote for it. He said back in the spring, that's what I want. Yeah, but I just want this and I want that. And I think what he did is he kept his name in the press the whole time. And his ego, his vanity kind of likes this stuff. I don't think he ever intended to vote for it. he ever intended to vote for it, because at the very end he was saying stuff like, oh, inflation. Well, why did he give a white $1.8 billion document to Joe Biden 7 days ago without the child tax credit? That's the bone in his throat. Why did he give him that if he's worried? And this thing is, all the economists say this is not going to contribute to inflation. This is going to get spent, and it's people who get the money are going to pay taxes, and it's going to keep going through the economy. And it's something we can do right now in light of our gross domestic product. We can do it. So, you know, you're right, Dick. I mean, this guy is bad news, and his state is not bad news. But I'll tell you this. This guy doesn't represent Park Avenue. Am I right? He doesn't represent Fifth Avenue. He represents West Virginia, which I think after Mississippi, second only to Mississippi, has a fairly high poverty level. And there's his black lung. I mean, and the co-workers union go, you cut our black lung benefits. What'd you do that for? We always supported you. We always supported you. What are you doing this for? And he does it. And you think there aren't single moms in West Virginia that could use a child tax credit and buy some diapers and clothes and food and pay rent, you think? I mean, quite a few, quite frankly. Quite a few, quite frankly. So what is his base? What, are they going to buy drugs in West Virginia? No, I don't think they are. They're going to go hunting in West Virginia? I hope so. They, you know, they like to hunt, but they're going to go hunting anyway. Brian was right. They're going to go hunting anyway. Anyway. So why don't you get Garland to arrest and charge Trump and Giuliani? That is send a chat over there, Bao. He can, Biden can forgive student loans. He can do it without Congress. And, you know, set it at something reasonable. Somebody takes out too much money. No, but the first 50 grand, forgive it. He can absolutely do that. Absolutely do that. How about banning unvaccinated people from air travel? You show a vaccination card, you don't go on an airplane. How about that? And also, how about declassifying marijuana, make it a lower level deal? In other words, it's not one Schedule One thing. It's Schedule whatever. Schedule at the bottom. That would make it very, very low enforcement priority and a very minor offense. Do all of that. Send a shot over the bow of the right wing. Yeah, he can't raise 1.85 billion or trillion, I should say, on his own. Of course not. Not simply by executive order, but he can do some things by executive order, and he can grab Garland by the scruff of the neck. I think Garland is too timid, quite frankly, Merrick Garland. Grab him by the scruff of the neck and say, this is what you're going to do. That's what John Kennedy would have done. That's what Roosevelt would have and did have done. We're going to break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
So you get nothing. You lose.